Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Hey everyone, it's the start of the week, Monday, 7-11-2011. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. Beautiful, beautiful day here in sunny, sunny California, 12 p.m., 3 p.m. in Atlanta. Hello, hello, Atlanta. Yes, Build, Grow, and Enjoy is still in San Diego, California, but we are enjoying it, getting a little in addition to reaching out to the community and doing a lot, of literacy or financial literacy assistance throughout the community. So it's always, a benefit to have a little bit of giving back and a little bit of pleasure. So definitely, everyone, make sure you check out, especially you ladies, Money Mondays, as you know, over there at the Karen Vaughn Show, WZAK Cleveland. That's the team with Michael Bazin, Tom Joner. They're all over there, making it happen and out there in Cleveland. But definitely, y'all know that I'm the financial contributor for Working Divas, and today is Money Monday, so there's a great, great article. For today's discussion, tips to getting out of debt. So we all know that's a dilemma that is continuing to grow in our community. So educate yourselves, everyone. Get over there, get some information for yourself, workingdivas.com. Entrepreneurs, got a great, great up-and-coming workshop for you guys that I would highly, highly suggest you attend. One of my friends and partners over at the with the Charles Green and Company out in Atlanta, August 5th through the 6th. From 3 p.m., 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be at Hub Atlanta, 1375 Spring Street, Atlanta, Georgia. More information is on buildgrowandenjoy.com. Also, you can check out Charles's site, which is financial/bootcamp.com. But basically, it's a two-day workshop that will challenge small business owners to get serious about managing their money and teaching them how to locate and negotiate the funding they need to grow their business. So you all know, funding is what you need. Funding is where it's at to get your business up and running. Without the money, you can't make nothing happen. But definitely go on to buildgrowandenjoy.com. If you haven't become a member as of yet, you definitely, definitely need to join this financial movement that's going on nationwide, educating yourself. And if you're not, then you're just doing a disadvantage to yourself. Be in the loops of things, get financial tips, lifestyle tips, share best practices for you entrepreneurs and business owners, connect and network with people from various industries worldwide. What are you waiting for? Be proactive, take action, empower your life, restore your life. Join today, buildgrowandenjoy.com, and most important, it's free. So, speaking of funding and getting right into it, my guests for today, and some of my partners that I work closely with my consultant firm at NSDConsultants.com. You can go there also, but with NSD Consultants. So I know firsthand that these guys are making it happen. I work very, very closely with them, and definitely these are my guys from Mint Financial Group. So you all know I've been blasting it out all week. Everyone's waiting. I know a lot of people are listening in because you guys are seeking funding. These are the guys that's making it happen, and today they're going to be discussing, who they are and programs that they have that can assist your business grow. So welcome, Felipe. Welcome, Charles. Welcome, Joe. It is a pleasure to have you guys on the air today.
Hello, everyone. How are you, Kalithia?
Thanks for having us.
Awesome, awesome. So, everyone, the lines are open. If you have any questions for these guys, 347-215-8709. Also, we're always in live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. So, Felipe, Charles, and Joe, I don't know which one of you guys want to go first. You guys are all awesome. We can start maybe with Felipe, because Felipe is the CEO of Mint Financial Group. Just tell a little bit about Mint Financial, who you are, and what you guys actually do.
Sure. Kalithia, again, thanks for having us. This is Felipe Catano, and just wanted to introduce, we're Mint Financial Group. We're based here out of Sunrise, Florida. And what we mainly is, we're basically in the private lending sector. We assist small to medium-sized business owners obtain capital. As everyone knows, or a lot of people know, in today's lending climate, it's pretty difficult to get traditional bank financing. So that's where we come in, and we're helping small to medium-sized business owners nationwide get operating capital.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have that misconception of, you know, oh, they come to, you know, with the industry that you guys are in, it's more unconventional. You know, a lot of people come there, they're like, well, they're still thinking it's like the bank. So just can you speak of, like, you know, some of the programs, some of the sweet spots, exactly what you guys are looking for when people do come to your company and seek this type of funding?
Absolutely, absolutely. What we're mainly known for and our niche is we have a funding product, which is a lot of times we market it as our light doc. And what it is we're able to assist a business owner. They have to be in business at least 1 year. And it's our six-month business bank statement program where we can help a business owner get anywhere from $20,000 all the way up to $500,000 unsecured. What they need to provide us is 6 months of their business bank statements, and we fund them. We help them get the funding off of their cash flow, their existing cash flow.
Right, right. And that's really one, that's a sweet spot you guys have right now. And, you know, maybe, you know, you guys also have something where it says turn your invoice into immediate cash.
Yeah.
Is that something sort of like what you're talking about?
This is a little bit different product. It's more of like an actual cash infusion. It's the reason why we get a lot of clients is it's not FICO score driven. So right away, that piques everyone's attention because one of the main reasons why existing business owners today are unable to get traditional bank financing is because of their personal credit. A lot of people, their personal credit took a hit back when the mortgage meltdown. People, you know, foreclosures, short sales, whatever the case may be. So these business owners find out the hard way when they walk into their local bank, try to get a line of credit for their business. And a lot of times they're getting turned down because of their FICO. So with our program, we're not FICO score driven. I mean, we have literally helped clients get funded that have FICOs in the low 500s. And when we tell them they're approved, they're shocked. But it's because we care. Our six-month business bank statement program, we're really caring about the health of their business. If they have a healthy business, they have some revenue that they can verify with their bank statements, we'll help them get funded. And like I said, two major things that they like, that these clients like, is that we will overlook personal credit, and we will also, in most cases, we're not going to require tax returns. A lot of business owners out there, hopefully they're listening right now, most business owners know that tax returns, they're going to show a loss. I mean, most business owners show some type of a loss or just like a break-even point. So it's not a true reflection of their business. And we can help them by looking at their actual business bank statements opposed to tax returns.
Right, right. And you guys are the ones that's actually collecting, I mean, writing the checks. There's no really third-party people that they have to go through because it's a lot of questions that people ask, well, is this certain brokers or whatever? But you guys are actually the ones making the decisions and cutting the checks, correct?
That's absolutely right. I mean, a lot of the we wear both hats, which is a benefit. I mean, we'll fund in-house, and then if it's something that for whatever the reason may be, we're not going to fund in-house, we have our direct investors that are actually cutting the check, and we have full control, meaning we have an underwriting department. We're underwriting the entire file, and then it's just an investor cutting the check if we're not going to participate in it. But it's a good point you just made, Kalithia. We're not the difference with us is it's not going to be where a client comes to Mint Financial Group and then when they send us their information, they're getting called by five different brokers and it's like we're farming it out. We do not operate that way.
Right. And what are some of the industries that you guys are that you guys seek, you know, your sweet spots, the industries when it comes to the businesses that would like to apply for some of your programs?
As far as industries, we can obviously help mainly a lot of retail-oriented businesses, their restaurants, salons, barbershops. I mean, we can help manufacturers. I mean, we're pretty broad as far as the industries. Really what we care about is that They're an existing business owner. They have a physical location, obviously, here in the States, and that they have current revenue. A lot of times, and we have a whole different department for that maybe we can touch upon later during, like, some other things, but a lot of times we're approached by business owners that are, like, they need funding to actually get the doors open, and they're not currently,
right.
They're not actually drawing revenue at the time. Our six-month business bank
right.
statement program is for businesses drawing revenue.
Right. So what about the programs for those startup companies that just want to get, their doors open? What would you guys suggest, or are there programs that you guys offer for those types of clients?
Yes, there is. I mean, we have a lot of – as far as that, that's more of on a – like, we offer a lot of consulting, and that maybe Charles can chime in on that because Charles really heads that department as far as startup capital, investment funding for startups. So let me just have Charles take over and chime in on that.
I think in today's
Welcome,
marketplace.
Charles.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
So, Charles, yeah, I can hear you. So I was just, you heard what I was just asking Felipe, just more on the startup side. What do you suggest on that, or how do those programs work for the startup company to get their doors open?
Well, as everybody knows, it's very, very difficult in today's economic climate to raise capital on a startup, on a total startup. So what we need to do is we need to do some consultation work and get them ready to be taken to market, whether it's through various business plan services that we provide. There's a lot of other services that we can provide the clients to get them ready to be presented in front of an investor.
Very important.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's what most people tend to overlook, that that have a startup that then they start looking for funding and they realize that really, there's not a lot of money out there for startups. So we need to get them prepared to hit market, whether it's getting their business plan ready, whether it's getting them on conference calls with various lenders, going over their marketing or their financials, looking at their performas. There's a lot of things that we can do, but it's more on a consultation basis to get them to the point that they can go in front of an actual lender.
Right, right. And that's very important. I want to touch back to this whole investor-ready, because that's very key, investor-ready business plan. Talk about that a little more, because a lot of people think you can just put some numbers together and put this plan together and it's okay, but it's a certain way you have to do these plans. Talk a little more about that, Charles.
Well, a business plan is meant literally for one thing and one thing only. It's so that an investor will open their wallet to you. Anybody can go to your local store and pick up a business plan writer and put it together. The issue is this needs to be presented in such a way that an investor is going to want to invest in the business. And if it's not presented properly, if it's not presented, like an investment, if they don't feel that they're going to get an ROI on their money, they're not going to take the project seriously. So it's
right.
very, very important that a business plan is created by somebody who's been in finance, who's been, in the capital markets, who's actually raised money. And if a business plan is made properly, then it can be presented. But the majority of the time, these business owners today don't know really what's involved in actually getting funding. So we need to
right.
get them to that point. So, the business plan is the most important tool that any entrepreneur would have in order to go into market and look for funding, and it has to be written in a certain way.
Definitely, it's very important and definitely key. Now, also, you guys also have when it comes to the account receivable funding, those are a little bit for the larger amounts. Tell us a little more about that. Those amounts, what are from $50,000 to $2 million? Can you guys talk a little more about the accounts receivable funding?
Absolutely, Kalithia. I'm actually going to hand it over now to Joe Barthol, and he's the one that heads that department, accounts receivable financing. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Kalithia. How's it going today?
Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome.
On the receivable side, what we do, I mean, it, I mean, we go all the way from startups to companies doing up to $5 million per month. What we're doing is if any company's got receivables, whether it takes, you know, 10 days, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days to collect, what we do is we advance against the receivable or against the invoice. We'll advance anywhere from 80% up to 95%. We have rates down in the teens. Basically how it works, I mean, it's pretty easy to get started. Anybody that's got open invoices really qualifies. They submit it to us. We get a pre-approval within 24 hours. We have no contracts, no monthly minimums. It's not based on the credit whatsoever. What we're looking for is the debtor credit. So we're looking at any customers that have invoices that are owed to them, we're looking for their debtor credit. So actually, we're a back office on the credit side as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll protect, you know, make sure we can pre-approve their debtors. Whether you got a new company you're looking to do business with, we can, you know, pull credit reports and say, you know, we can give them a valuation and say what we're able to purchase from this company and whatnot, and we keep an eye on it.
Right, definitely. That is just awesome. And it's not really in right back to what Felipe was saying, FICO, it's not FICO-driven, correct?
Yeah, not at all. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, obviously, if you had tax liens or something like that, that could be an issue. If you're with a payment plan with the IRS, that's okay. Where we'd actually help you get a payment plan set up, but the credit is not an issue whatsoever.
Okay, definitely. That is.
And one more thing.
Go ahead.
These two programs, you know, accounts receivable funding, you know, anything along those lines, purchase order, invoice, any sort of factoring scenario, we can also couple that together with these unsecured cash flow loans, which is what happens a large amount of the time. Because, you know, even though these business owners, they might, let's say we get a percentage on their invoices, they still might need a quick cash infusion. So, you know, that's where we're also able to couple these things and get them up to $500,000, you know, and again, it's just a short-term thing, but these can also be coupled together.
Right. Awesome. It's like bridging each other. Now, you guys also have, on a larger scale, I mean, you guys have no limits because you guys have access, you know, you guys are like one of the best in the business. Of course, I can back that up because I work with you guys. But the asset-based lending for the larger amounts, how does that work?
That's also Joe. Joe's going to describe a little bit about that.
Well, you know, obviously an ABL deal is going to be based off machinery and equipment, inventory, and receivables. I mean, obviously, if there's real estate involved, that helps. I mean, on the ABL side, we can, you know, you can go anywhere up to about $25 million. You know, sometimes if they're not quite ready for an ABL facility, we can move them into the factory and then later move them into either a receivables line of credit or just a basic line of credit off the inventory, machinery, equipment, real estate, et cetera, and receivables. We got a neat deal. How we're different than everyone else in the country is we got a true daily pricing. I mean, which is even on the factoring side, we're going to be priced more like an ABL side. So that's how we're different than most of the other factoring companies in the country.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and add some little more information, which you guys want to add on and tell the audience, and also, you know, to talk about some, you know, I want you guys to get some key points. You know, this is Build, Grow, and Enjoy, so those entrepreneurs and those business owners that's wanting to grow, like tips just to get them going. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. WIGO 1570 The Light. Have Mint Financial Group, the guys over there, powerhouse, best in the business, you guys, when it comes to your funding. You want to grow your business. You want to get up and running. These guys are the ones that can make it happen for you. So definitely, Felipe, is there any other additional information you'd like to tell everyone, maybe something that I've overlooked? You know, I know it's a 30-minute show because I can sit and talk to you guys for hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a 30-minute show. I'm trying to get out as much as I can to the listening audience.
Sure.
But at least they can know the baseline of what you guys do. But is there any other additional information you'd like to share with the listening audience?
No, I mean, I really just kind of want to let the audience know, all the business owners out there listening, is that another thing we take great pride in here at Mint Financial Group, Calithia, is our approach is a lot different than what these business owners, a lot of times they're discouraged, is because they'll pick up the phone, they'll call a company, maybe they saw something online, and it's a very cold approach. They'll be speaking to someone, they'll just tell them, okay, here's your application, send it in. And what we hear from these business owners is nobody out there is taking the time to actually educate these business owners, really let them know what options there are if you have been turned down by your local bank. And that's kind of the feedback we get. These business owners are like, it's just apply, and then a couple of days later, a lot of these companies come back and tell them, you know, Mr. Jones, sorry, but you've been turned down, and that's it. And they're left back on square one. They don't know why they got turned down. They don't know what options they have. So our approach is a lot different. I mean, we like to educate these clients. We like to let them know, look, you may have more than one option. And in the case that, let's say, they are declined or we're not able to help them, we'll let them know why we can't help them.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's relationship, because you never know if one day they are going to be positioned and they can come back. So you guys are doing awesome over there. Can you let them know, you know, like I said, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there, you know, a lot of them that want to start up, a lot of them, just like you say, they have that fear, they just don't know where to go. What are some tips that you can give to them on, you know, how to make sure that they're investor
sure.
ready, or what they can prepare for before coming to you guys?
Sure. I mean, the major thing that I would say, and we get it all the time, is if you're an entrepreneur out there looking to start your business, you have a dream and you want to get it, is before you pick up the phone and speak to a lender or even a consulting company, know your needs. I mean, write this down. Be prepared. I mean, the worst thing that you could do, and unfortunately a lot of times entrepreneurs do it, you pick up the phone, say, hey, look, I've got this great idea, I need capital, and when we ask, well, how much capital are you looking for, they say, well, I don't know, as much as I can get. That's probably error number one that anybody out there listening is, if you are looking for some form of capital, whether it's operating capital or whether it's for a startup, have a dollar amount in your head before you pick up the phone and know what it's going to go for. If you need $200,000, have a breakdown of what you're going to need that $200,000 for. Do not just say, well, I need $200,000 because I think that's going to help. So that's one of the major things I would like for the listeners out there to take from this show today, is know your needs, anticipate how much money you're going to need, and have a nice breakdown for it.
Yes, definitely. That's very, very much key, because boy, oh boy, I have seen it myself. They just come with these random numbers, and you're like, are you serious? You got to have your plan in place and know exactly what you want. Can you let everyone know how to contact you guys? You know, your information is on Build, Grow, and Enjoy in our featured guest group, but can you let everyone know how they can contact you guys directly?
Absolutely.
And then also, I want to tell everyone, you mentioned Build, Grow, and Enjoy. That way, you know, you can get that special service, right, Felipe and Charles and Joe?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to put something on the site. Charles is working out. If you mention Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and if it happens to be a client that's perhaps in the need for a business plan and a consultation service, if they mention Build, Grow, and Enjoy, we're going to give them a special discount, 10-20% off of a business plan.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. And then how do they reach out to you guys? How do they reach out to you? Your website, your phone number?
The best
number,
way is go on the website. It's pretty simple. It's www.mintfinancialgroup.com, all spelled out. Right on there, there's a contact us. There's a apply now. So also they can call us. The phone number is 954-530-7871. But we encourage everybody, the best way is get on the website, drop us a line, click on the Contact Us Now, and definitely mention that you got our information from the show today, Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Felipe, and thank you, Charles, and thank you, Joe. You guys are powerhouses in the industry. You know, I know that. You guys rock. Always a pleasure working with you guys. You guys make it happen, and you guys are greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Really appreciate it. Look forward to working with you. All right.
So there you guys have it, Mint Financial Group. You guys call them up. Get investor ready. They have always where they can consult you and help you get that funding that you need to get your business launched or get you ready for it or expand your business. So definitely reach out to Felipe, who is the CEO of Mint Financial Group. Charles is the vice president of Mint Financial Group. And Joe is the account receivable manager running it, making it happen for you guys. They are a part of the movement. They are growing the community nationwide. Definitely mention Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Get your discount off of your business plans. These guys will make it happen for you. So all their contact information, as usual, with all of our guests is on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. And join the movement, you guys. If you have not joined, you definitely want to go ahead and join. You're doing a disadvantage to yourself. There's a lot that's going on. Expand your life. Grow and restore yourself. I mean, it is here, and these guys are, everyone's reaching out. So if you don't educate yourself, then, hey, you're just going to be stuck where you're at. But it is key. The financial movement is alive. So join the BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com movement and come into the community and definitely reach out to these guys at Mint Financial Group. They are going to help you. They can help you, and they are making it happen. So definitely don't forget to go to WorkingDivas.com to see the articles for today about debt. You know, that's a big another dilemma that's going on here in America. So definitely, you business owners, reach out, like I said, once again to Mint Financial Group. You know, you guys are the driving force for the community, providing jobs and generating that income within the community. So we just got to join together and make this happen for ourselves. So concluding our show today, thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, join the movement, be in the loop, empower your lives, BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Tomorrow, everyone, special broadcast. Atlanta's very own, another powerhouse in Atlanta, Huffman's House. So definitely, you guys, join the movement once again. I know I'm repeating myself, but it's obviously for a purpose. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Get to those guys at Mint Financial Group, you entrepreneurs, you business owners, you've been asking me. These are the guys that can make it happen for you. So everyone, just have a great day and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.